Well, right now, I would like to go before the Lord in prayer so that we can move out of the way and get our minister up to deliver us a word from on high. God, we thank you. We thank you for each and every caller getting on this call this every single morning. We thank you for the new ones that have joined us. We thank you, God, how you are growing this fall and how you have been growing us through your word. God, we thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives, God, for watching over us and keeping us, Lord. Just being a wonderful God. We can't thank you enough. God, we come before you. We ask you to bless and anoint this call. Anoint the speaker this morning, God. Let us hear a wonderful word from you, that we can hear that word, put that word in our heart, and live out that word in our lives. God, we thank you for Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK for their yes and obedience to starting this call. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that this call shall go forth unhindered and unbothered, clear, so we can clearly hear the word that you have for us this morning. We ask your continued blessings over us and that you will continue to bless each and every one that joins this call. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we lift you up in your precious name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, it has been such a Jesus joy for me to be able to greet each and every one of you this morning. And now I will turn you over to our very capable host. Host, are you there?
Hi, good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, beautiful lady. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that tag from Colossians 3:17, doing everything unto the Lord, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am calling from Snellville, Georgia. And I would love to tell you a little bit about our call. The Master's Call was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. PK Roberts Patton and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is In 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our minister Jackie did so lovingly, as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or maybe you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share, or you might even have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we are still featuring the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. We also have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294 617#. And there is a bypass number if you need it, and that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today on the call is Presidential Tuesdays, and you do not want to miss this call today because our very own founding family, guest speakers, presidents, Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon, will be on that call. So you definitely want to call. And that number, again, is 712-770-4005. And the code number is 294-617#. Do not miss this call. And our speaker for today is our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Patton. And Dr. P.K. Patton is a native and resident of Monticello, Mississippi. And she is in a new and wonderful season in her life. This beautiful and joyous woman of God is a newlywed to her tall, dark, and handsome Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who loves her like Christ loves his bride, the church. Dr. P.K. Patton, are you on the line with us this morning?
Can you hear me, my dear?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much. I absolutely love, love, love your introduction. Love it. And I give God the glory this morning for all that he is doing in my life. I thank God for each and every one of you being on the call. I'm specifically thankful to those of you who work diligently with the TMC staff. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for opening us up on this thankful, thankful Tuesday. And I tell you, Minister Rebecca, I absolutely love you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for all that you do. You are one of the hardest working people I know. Thank God for you, and I love you, and kiss my mother, Josie. This morning, you guys, we are rushing right on through because God has given us something wonderful to share with you. Before I go, I also want to thank those new voices and friends of mine whom I invited to the call this morning. Thank you all so much for coming on. I heard you, and I'm not going to attempt to call all of you because we have a word from the Lord. On yesterday, my husband and I started a series on Go Tell Somebody. And I've got a testimony. All of us have a word down in our belly if we have received Jesus in our lives. If we have not received the Lord in our lives, and if we don't understand what that relationship is all about, we definitely want you to call us back when this call is over. And our Minister Rebecca has given you that number. This morning, to help us get started with what God has given us for you, which is a little different from what we have done in the past, done on yesterday, is my husband, whom I would say is the chocolate on my cake and the cream in my coffee. And I thank God that he brought him into my life a year ago. And so I, at this point, will yield the floor and have him come and get us started. Now, you all can go on and get your scriptures and turn to Psalm 71:15-18. Go tell somebody because I've got a testimony. And the last scripture is Revelation 12:7-12. Get this word because this word is what's going to rock you study as we go through our ministry this morning. Sweetheart, it's all yours.
Giving God the glory, first and foremost in my life. Good morning, good morning, good morning. To Minister Jackie, to Minister Rebecca, to Dr. Pastor Vanessa and her dear mother, Mother Joseph, and the entire TMC family listening, and to most of all, my beautiful wife. Go tell somebody I've got a testimony. We're going to start off with Psalm 71:15-18. My mouth shall show forth the righteousness and thy salvation all the days, for I know not the number thereof. I will go in strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of my righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hereforth have I declared thy wonderful work. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto his generation and thy power to everyone there is to come.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We all have a testimony. We should be sharing this testimony with somebody. This morning, I have the honor of assisting a beautiful mother in Zion as she shared her testimony. Mother Annie Ruth Steele Oliver. Good morning, Mother Oliver. Are you there? Mother Oliver? Can you hear me, Mother Oliver? We thank God for Mother Oliver. Are you there, Mother Oliver?
I'm here.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good
morning. How are you feeling this morning?
Feeling good. Through God's help.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. It is such an honor and a privilege to be talking to you this morning. Can you give us your birthday, Mother Oliver?
The 10th. The 30th. 15.
That is a wonder. That make you 102 years old. Thank God for that.
Yes.
It is a wonderful thing. Mother Oliver, I have something to ask you this morning. Where were you raised?
In Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama.
And you migrated from there to where?
To New York.
New York. All right, Mother Oliver, were you raised in the church?
Yes, I was.
All right, thank God for that.
Yes, yes, through his goodness and his tender mercy.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother Oliver, being raised in the church, what is your favorite scripture?
23rd Psalm.
23rd Psalm. Thank God for that. That's something we should all be praying. Thank God for that. And Mother Oliver, in your tender years, were you married?
I was.
All right. And to the union, how many children did you have, Mother Oliver?
Two sons.
Two sons. Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
but
tell
they
us about your life. Oh, my God. Okay. But thank God that you're still here, Mother Oliver, and you're giving all this good thing. How many grandchildren do you have?
Seven.
Seven grandchildren. Thank God for that. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
And Mother Oliver, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I just want to praise his holy name.
Yes, Lord. That's something we should be doing every day, every morning when we wake up and we close
yes.
our eyes at night.
We came this far by God's grace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, Mother Oliver, in those years, what type of occupation did you do? What type of work did you do?
Electronics.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. And what all did you do in electronics, Mother Oliver, all those years?
Put radios and TV, radio and put the parts together.
Radio and TV.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, through all those years. And then, Mother Oliver, all during those years, and all that work and everything you then, what is the greatest thing that you accomplished in life that you feel like?
I do the right thing. Be kind to your fellow man.
Yes, Lord.
And tell the truth.
And tell
the truth will follow you. If
yes,
you do the right thing, you have nothing to worry about.
Ooh,
and if
thank
you
God
tell the
that.
Truth, you don't have nothing to worry about. So everything is good when you be very frank and true with in life. Because everybody
Lord.
Will know you because here, Miss Oliver. You know how Miss Oliver is. Miss Oliver tells the truth.
Yes, Lord. And in your time in church, what things did you do in church, Mother Oliver?
I was an usher.
Wonderful. I was too. Thank God. Greeting at the door.
That's right. And I also was Pastor Studis at class number one.
Okay.
I was there for 75 years.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord.
Mm-hmm. Church on the Hill, AME Zion.
All right then, okay. All right, and who introduced you to the TMC, Mother Oliver?
Cynthia Cox.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. Minister Cynthia Cox.
Yes.
Now, Mother, I'm not going to hold you for a long time. I just want to ask you one thing and tell you this first and foremost. It's a great honor here just to be talking to you. Words of wisdom and knowledge, that's something that we all can use. And I want to give you actually one closing thing. Point is, can you give us all some words of wisdom to close with, Mother Oliver?
I said be very truthful. Be very kind. Do the right thing. And say, I'm sorry. Help. If I need help, ask for help. And if you tell the truth, you don't have to worry, because the truth is your bond.
Yes,
and everything will be all right. God will take care of you. He will take care of the rest. He is so good. Be
yes,
good
Lord.
To your fellow man.
Yes, Lord.
Do the right thing. And everything
right.
will work out good.
Well, Mother Oliver, we want to tell you thank you for your words of wisdom. Thank you for the things you've given us. And, Lord, thank you for the years and things that you share with your family about your life. And God be with you, Mother Oliver.
And thank you for asking me to speak a word of kindness, of wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Because I'm honored. I'm honored because of all of you. I'm honored. You want to say that you honored, but I'm honored.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank God and thank you. Thank God
yes.
and thank you, because it didn't happen just because of me. It happened
yes,
because it's God was in the plan of it. His plan.
Amen. And thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, now back to Dr. PK.
All righty, Mother Oliver, we thank you
yep.
so much for sharing with us today. And at this time, you guys, the song that I would sing in honor of Mother Oliver would be, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. For 75 years, she has labored in the vineyard. And so I thank God for you sharing with us. The scripture over in Revelation, as we bring up our next speaker, who hails from that beautiful state of Florida, comes from Revelation, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 7th verse. You hear part of this scripture, but I want to go on and give you the real setting of the scripture. We normally just quote just a little bit of it. from the Message Bible, it says, war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but were no match for Michael. They were cleared out of heaven. Not a sign of them were left. The great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called the devil and Satan, the one who led the whole earth astray, thrown out and all his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to the earth. Then I heard a strong voice out of heaven saying, salvation and power are established. Kingdom of our God, authority of his Messiah. The accuser of our brothers and sisters have been thrown out. They defeated him through what? The blood of the Lamb and the bold word of their witness, their testimony. They weren't in love with themselves. They were willing to die for Christ. So rejoice, O heavens, and all who live there. So this morning, the next woman that is coming forward, Mother Oliver Blackwell, I say to you that you have overcome by the words of your testimony. And we thank you because as you busted on the scene with your powerful testimony on April 6th on the MMC call, I was brought to tears. And this morning I called you to come and help us as we share just a little bit more on tell somebody your story. So, Mother Eleanor Blackwell, are you there?
Yes, I am here. And thank
we
you so much.
We are so glad to hear you this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you.
Mother Blackwell, we're going to get right into it because you've been on the TMC call for about 2.5 or 3 years, I think. Who introduced you to the TMC call?
Oh, the wonderful Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
That's my Mississippi queen. Yes, it is. And I tell you the truth, she is also our prayer. She's a prayer warrior. And I tell you, I absolutely love her, and we love her here at the TMC family. Now, do you remember when you first received Christ in your life? Do you remember about how old you were?
I remember it was 1979, New Year's Eve. I was looking for a party somewhere to go dance, and my mother told me to come to church to a watch service. And I said, Mom, nobody goes to church on New Year's Eve. She said, oh, yes, they do. And that's when I found the Lord, 1979. I would have to do the math. I know it was.
That's okay. The mere fact that you can remember that it was, oh, my goodness, that, my alarm is going to. The fact that you can remember that it was 1979 that you received the Lord. And since you received the Lord, you have gone through many, many challenges as as our scripture was talking about this morning, Satan has really dogged on your trail. And what has been the thing that has sustained you more than anything?
I believe it definitely has been prayer, my faith, mm-hmm. family, and definitely the word of God. I know that God is not a man that he should lie. And I have seen many, many times during this walk that his word is true and he will fulfill his word. And so that is what has given me the confidence to keep serving him. And I rise every morning to hear what thus saith the Lord and just to give him thanks, giving every morning.
I tell you, every time I hear your voice on this call, I get excited. I thank God. Now, Mother, did I hear you say in your testimony the other day that you actually carried 3 children in a wheelchair, that you were in a wheelchair?
Well, the first child, yes, I was a quadriplegic I didn't start out that way, but after the 17th week in 1982, I became totally paralyzed from the neck down. And I was able to have the baby 4 months after. But after I delivered him, and I named him Jeremiah Anwar Blackwell, it stands for Job, and we named him, we called him Joe B. And 4 months after that, I regained the ability to walk again. But lo and behold, 4 years after that, when I got pregnant again, I was able to carry the child while walking. But after I delivered, I became paralyzed again. And I know people would ask, well, why would she have another one? The doctors kept thinking that possibly my immune system would snap back. And I had the other child in 89, and I carried her, not actually in the wheelchair, but I was walking, but I went back into the wheelchair after I had her. And here I remain. But I'm getting stronger, thank God, to the artist product.
Now, do you really believe that the artist products have helped you to regain the strength that you are now experiencing?
Yes, I know for a fact that it has. I do a lot of research on my own. The doctors give me steroids, anti-inflammatories, but they have such bad side effects. And I was thinking, well, how can I do this with food and supplements? And, of course, the supplements have made a great, significant change. I have sensation, and I was working out with bodybuilders, and because I moved away from Mississippi, I'm looking for a bodybuilder over here in Florida so they can work out with me, put me on those machines. I know that will help bring me back. I have regained my upper body strength. I can use my hands, but I cannot use my legs as of yet. But the omega 369, the green levee, the red levee, the clan aloe, the green 29, all that has helped me regain. And I can move my right leg from side to side. I can't push them down, but that means the signal from my brain is going to my legs. Praise the Lord. I look forward to the day I can wiggle my toes again.
Well, I'm looking forward to the day that I can see you walk across that stage at Extravaganza. We are out of time, Mother Oliver. There is so much that we can talk about, but we are going to definitely have you back on another day that Dr. PK is going to be doing testimony. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for coming. I would say that with you and Mother Oliver and testimonies, it's all about prayer, preparation, and absolutely utilizing that which God has given you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome, and God bless you more. Bye-bye.
We'll talk later. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, my sisters and my brothers, let me tell you one thing for sure. You have a testimony. Your testimony is what will absolutely help others see the light and know that Jesus Christ is real, and what you have to offer them can be life-changing. Back to you, my dear, sweet Minister Rebecca.
Wow, thank you so much for those wonderful testimonies, Mother Oliver and Mother Eleanor Blackwell. I wish my girls were here to hear your voice and your words of wisdom. Shortly, also thank you so much, Dr. PK and Brother Lester Patton. And shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us lift up our prayer request to the throne room. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and we just praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, that we get to worship you and just fellowship together, Lord. Thank you for blessing our spirit. speakers, every single one of them, Dr. P.K. Patton and Brother Lester Wallace, Lord, thank you for Mother Oliver and Mother Eleanor Blackwell, Lord, thank you for refreshing them and pouring back virtue and your blessings into overflow in every single area of their life. Lord, we also thank you for our Artist Life family, Lord, and our TMC family in the body of Christ, Lord. And we just lift up all of our family who is going through any kind of health issues, Lord. We just trust you, Lord, that they prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. Minister Wanda's mother, Sharon Stowers, Elder Carla Carney, Pastor Lavana, Kendra Carter, Miss Artemis and her brothers, Kenneth, William, and Arthur, Gerda and Belinda and Gerda's son, Quincy, Lord. And we're just so confident that they will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. We also lift up our bereaved families, Minister Cynthia and just everyone, Ruby Sin, Lord. And we love you and we just praise your holy name. We thank you that your kingdom is here and it's here on earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next. Again, you don't want to miss it at 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. With our presidents are on there today. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Dr. P.K. Patton, thank you once again for that powerful message. Will you close us with the benediction?
All righty. Good. As we are preparing to leave, I just want to thank all of you for joining us on the call this morning. And as we leave knowing that I've got to go tell somebody how good Jesus is and how good our Artist Life products are, the best products on this side of heaven. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us as we go out and live a super fantastic life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen, amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.